Friday, the 4th of April, Kofkes Adar Sheni, Rabbi Dov Oppenheimer, Stealing Triumph.
Morning, everyone. I'm going to speak this morning about stealing triumphs. Two short, well-known Gemaras that we need to understand the Torah's approach to this inyan. First is the Gemara in Kiddushin, where on the Hamahafet B'Charora, and according to Rabbeinu Tam's Prat, which we're going to concentrate on today, we're talking about Tiras Mechumemka, talking about business relationships. Someone's negotiating a deal. According to the Mordechai, they've agreed all the details, they've agreed the price. It's just Mechus HaKinyan, they haven't made the final conclusion of the deal to make it binding. Reuven's negotiated it, and someone else comes along and concludes the deal for themselves. They come to the seller and they say, don't sell it to him, sell it to me. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says, Oiz, Oni Amat B'Chorora, Ubo Acher, V'notla Himenu, Mai, Omele Nikra, Rosha. This is a wicked person. Now, this is a Din D'Rabbonin, a Din of Chazal, that means you can't go to Beis Din and get it back, but the Nikra Rosha is, the Smar says, Machrizen Olav Beis HaKnesset. One would apply maximum moral pressure. Shabbos morning when you announce who's giving the Kedushim, who had a baby daughter, you'll say, and Cohen is a Rosha because his business practices are not acceptable. He's a Rosha. Very strong Rosha. That's the first Gemara. Gazumping would be a classic example. The second Gemara is a Gemara in Bava Basra, Chof Aleph Amud Beis. And the Gemara there is talking about a case Rav Huna brings. Somebody lives in a local Mavri in a little cul-de-sac, and he establishes a Rechaya for grinding corn, a service to people to come in and grind their corn. And also Bava Mavoy de Chavre Kumuki Gabe, and somebody else comes along and establishes a similar business next door. So Rav Huna says, Dinu hu de ma'ake v'lui. Number one can stop number two coming. The omeleka paskis leilech, you say you're destroying my livelihood. So the Gemara wants to say, leil on the side, let's bring a proof for this. From an interesting case. Machikim mitzuda sadog min adog kemole ritza sadog. Fisherman number one has put his nets down and he's fishing. And fisherman number two wants to come along, and he wants to take advantage of fisherman number one's knowledge and expertise. And Rashi says that he puts his nets in between the bait which fisherman number one has put down and the fish where he knows they're coming from. So the Gemara wants to bring this as a proof that just like Rav Huna says, there's an issa to destroy somebody's livelihood by coming along and opening a competing business. So who are din over here? It'll be osa to put down, if you're a fisherman, put down your nets in a way that you're taking away somebody else's fish. And Rashi, on the left-hand side here, the last six lines, he explains the rationale for this. Kiven shehik is a choyev anosn mezonis mezoch malavitzosoy. Since fisherman number two, when he puts down, the fisherman number one, he knows where the fish are coming from, and he's positioned the bait ideally. It's a command, havale command amotaliyod. It's as if he's already caught these fish, and nimsach avera maziko. And when fisherman number two comes down and puts his net in between the fish and the bait that fisherman number one put down, he is mazik him, he's damaging him. And the Ramor in Tshuva says it's bori hezeka. That's the yisod of the issur. It's certain damage here. And the Hesber is the fish, as it were, on autopilot over here. They're bound to be caught. It's true, it's not actually theft, but it's akin to theft because they're bound to be caught. They're on autopilot. So these are the two Gemaras that we need for our sources. So Rabbeinu Tam in Kedushin asked a starker kash, it would appear. So Rabbeinu Tam says, when do we say this basic yesoid that only amahat b'charor is osa to steal somebody else's deal, when it's mekach u'memkon schiras, when it's business dealings? And he says a svara, which is I'm sorry, it's not so legible, but the right hand column in the middle column in the first source there is where it says that Rabbeinu Tam says a svara. This is to lo shayach el adav kishu roitze oni laavir b'schiras or kishu roitze litnoz dover acher. He wants to buy and sell. Chaverim machtim and somebody else comes in first. And koine v'havidumi d'rav gidol mishum hochi ka'amad nikra rosha. So why is he called a rosha? Why is it so terrible? We hardly ever find this. This is a rosha. We understand a rosha is somebody who kills somebody or who steals. Why is it a rosha? Because you could say it's just the Moshe Matan, that's how business goes. You have to be sharp in business. Lama mechazal dovash doyisha torah bochaveira. Why is he running after this deal that somebody else made, put all the effort in to make? Yelech lishtake lemochem achel. Let him go somewhere else to do his business deals. And Rabbeinu Manoach says this is a sleeve of leisach moed. This is coveting. Let him make his own deal somewhere else. Why is he muscling in on somebody else's deal? And many, many times one sees this. Why do people muscle in other people's deals? Because they know that this person knows what he's doing. He's a mumche. If he thinks this is a good property to buy, it's surely a good property to buy. So I don't have to do any work. I can just muscle in on the deal now. I've got a good catcher. I know the seller well. He's an old friend of mine, whatever it is. So I'll just approach him and see. Maybe he's prepared to sell to me instead. No, Nikra Rosha. It's Lo Sachmoy. Yeah, let me start here. So Rabbeinu Tam then asked the Kasha. He says, what about the case of the fish? Machikim Mitsuda Sadak. So Rabbeinu Tam says, but you know that it applies, according to Rabbeinu Tam's Chitta, this applies to business. It doesn't apply to Hefka. So if I find something, right, so we're talking about Leket Shikhu Pei or something like that, where it's available to whoever comes, it's not business deal, it's something you find, or a mitzvah, or something like that, hefka. So hefka, this din doesn't apply, because you can't say the svara of tircha, you can't see put any effort into it, right? If he finds a wonderful object, and he's about to pick it up, and he's standing over it, and somebody else pops it, or whether it's leket shikhu peah, where he's put poras talisa, he's put his cloak over, he doesn't make a kinyan on it, somebody else can come chap it away. Not very nice of him, but there's nothing wrong with that because it's hefka, so the whole story of Lasakma doesn't apply. There's no ticha involved here. It's a mitzia we understand. It's something that comes to you min hasharam, you don't put any effort in. So Rabbeinu Tam Shitter is, it applies to Mechlomemka, but not to hefka. Rashi, Olet and Rashi says it applies to everything, but we take on like Rabbeinu Tam. And then there's all shayla we haven't got time to go into today. Maybe there are deals that are also what we call a mitzia. Mitzia is like hefka. Maybe there are deals like that, unrepeatable bargains which can never happen elsewhere. That would be another subject for another shir. So Rabbeinu Tam asked the kasha. So what about the case of the fish? The fish are hefka. The fish are in the sea, right? So the fish are also hefka. So surely that's an exception that they shouldn't apply. So he answers there in the last column on the left hand side there. So he two basic truths from this kasha. The first one is the famous one. Near the Hosam Hainu Tam Nesha Yovid Lumanosa. This is a fisherman. It's not a one-off deal. On the Amahafek, we understand it's a one-off deal, a one-off opportunity. But here, this is a fisherman. This is his whole livelihood. He's going to lose his whole livelihood if you're going to allow this, because they'll have an opportunist fisherman who'll come every day. He'll turn up late, he'll see where this person's put his nets down, he knows a good fisherman, he'll take his catch away. Yovid Lumanos is going to destroy his livelihood. That's worse. Therefore, we don't give a heter for hefka. And then the second teretz that's given is the svara that we already had will apply here, of Yelech Bishtakel Mokamacher. It's true, it's hefka, but it's not like a case of Metzia where it's an unrepeatable bargain. The fish has there are lots of fish in the sea, right? So let him go and put his nets down somewhere else. And catch fish. So those are the two basic sources that we need today. So then you might ask me straight away, so what's this got to do with poaching clients? I understand you shouldn't poach people's deals, but what about poaching clients? So there's the Hemshith, the continuation of the Tosfos, which I haven't copied here, I apologize, says, Mikan Nira le Rabbeinu Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yitzchak says, we can apply this to stealing clients. Let's say there's a Malamed, and there's a tutor, and he is in the house of somebody, and there's another tutor, and he thinks to himself, well, that's a nice job. I'd like to have that job. He pays well, and he's got nice children who are excellent. So he goes, and he approaches the Balabais, and he says, perhaps I can perhaps I can be your melamed. And he knows that that there's a melamed already employed. So says Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that's the same din. That'll be Osir as well, right? He's employed. It's not a metzia dikadin. And it's Yorid Lumen Osir. He's taking away this person's livelihood. That'll be Osir. So we've got already a basic approach to answering poaching clients. So if you look now on the next page, now we'll go a bit deeper. The middle source, which I've numbered number 2, I apologize, the photocopying's not perfect. This is taken from the Ramo in Simon Kuf Nun Vov. It's a long Ramo, and the first part of the Ramo brings the din of what's called Marufia. Now Marufia literally means a constant friend. We're talking here about Avodas Kochavim Marufia, where somebody's got, there's a non-Jewish person, and he supplies him on a permanent, regular basis. He's got a, we would say nowadays it will be a concession or a contract to supply this person on a regular basis. So is another yid allowed to come along and approach that goy and offer him that he'll supply him? And of course he'll say, I'll do it for a better price, and I'll give you better quality, whatever it is. Can he approach him and say, I'd like to supply you instead. Odin Shadesha, Avodas Kochavim Marufia, Yesh Mekoyim Shedonim Sha'osa La'Cheirim Levid Lechiyosei. Some places they say it's Osa, V'la'asa Gimad Dikachomim, and to do business with this guy because somebody else was there first. V'Yesh Mekoyim Sha'ein Donim, and there are other places where they don't ask for it. V'yesh matirin, and the Gorm says this is a hemshich continuation. Leave out the v'yesh. U'matirin the yisroelach aleilech la'akumahu, and they allow another yid to come to this non-Jewish person and to persuade him that they'll be the supplier instead of the first yid. The last one imo alach shudele, and you can even bribe him, no problem. Well, afukim inayim, to take away this other yid's business. What's the rationale? So the Vilna Gaon says, this is the nidan in the Gemara of in the two Gemaras that we just talked about. The first day which holds that donin marufia would mean that you could go to Beis Din, and Beis Din will give an injunction to stop the first person from doing that, and that is the shitta of Rabbeinu Tam. The Vilna Gaon brings down. The Gra brings down that it's Mekach Memka over here, and what's he trying to do? He's trying to be Yorid Le'umanosa. He's trying to take away his livelihood, and therefore it'll be also according to both the Tomim that we gave from it's Tircha, the effort, and it's Yorid Le'umanosa. It'll be also Yelat Mishtakeh B'Mokamachi. I can go and do business somewhere else. And the second Dayah says, as the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai, Nichse Akum Hein Kehefka. So even though you've got both elements now, you've got Hefka, but it's Nichse Akum, right, where we say that they haven't got the same Gedra of Kinyonim, so it's a free for all in that sense. It's like Hefka, but we've also got Mechel Memka. So which are we going to give precedence to? We said the Tutam according to Rabbeinu Tam, Mechel Memka's also, but Hefka's Mutter. So the first Dayah says this is Mechel Memka. It's also, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shitta, and the second Dayah is no. It's Hefka, Nichse Akum Hemka Hefka, so that's the exception. So therefore we'll be Matir. So those are the two Dayas, and we see it. Yes Makom Sedon, Yes Makom Sein Donim, Tolion Minik. And the Poskim, the later Poskim, the Divrei Chaim and other Poskim, I think the Maharsham, they say that we fear is that we're not done Din Marufia. We're not done Din Marufia. But that's not the end of the story by any means. Then there is a Rashba, and the Rashba is brought down by Kitzer in the next part of the Ramor there. But you'll see, I put the Rashba Barichas, the full lotion of the Rashba up above in point one. So the case of the Rashba was exactly the type of the case that we're talking about. Reuven was a chayat, and he was a tailor. And Ragu Bereisi Runi Echad Mikama Shon, and he regularly supplied a goy who was a mechudik goy, the local porritz, whatever it was, with all the all the begadim, all the clothes, the suits, and whatever else it was that he required. Who did all, he was the exclusive supplier, we would say. The ain uman acher oifel shum malach, and nobody else does any work for him. Ha'iruni noyeg lasis l'ruvam d'scharish ne'edinim mikol malbush, and he pays him two dinim for each beggar. Ha'ashav bar Shimon, and now Shimon comes and he sees that this is a really good contract, as they say. The gam hu chayet, and he's also a tailor. The roitel apnis asmi ba'avas ha'iruni azeh, and he wants to come in and he wants to persuade him to change the supplier, change the tailor. Omar lasis malakte bezul malbush echad bedinah, and he's going to do it half price. Reuben bar b'kibul al Shimon v'goylem lehefsid v'goylem b'yodayim. So he's got big time. Reuben says, how can Shimon do this? He's destroying my livelihood. He's stealing from me. It's mamish like theft, because this is my settled client. How can he do that? He's zulzul askar. He's putting the price down. So even if I'm going to be able to keep my client now, but the only way I'll do it is by saying, okay, I'll charge the same. So he's destroying my profit margin. Nichnas b'gvula, it's hasogas gvul. This is the gedu of yom of umas harev that we learn out. It's hasogas gvul. That's an issa deraisa according to many poskim. V'hu yochel aviach kazei kama mekoymes ve'ir. Why does he have to come here? Let him go somewhere else. All the time is based on the Rabbeinu Tam that we've seen. Yareinu Rabbeinu Habakkuk, mazik b'yodayim. Is it mazik b'yodayim? In which case, Rashi said it's mazik b'yodayim in the case of the fifth. Machikin, so the remedy would be that you can go to Beis Din and you can claim an injunction. Or is it only Groma b'nizokin? Or maybe it's only Groma b'nizokin. Groma you can't claim in Beis Din, but nevertheless we'll see there'll be a remedy similar to the Nikra Rosha. There'll be a really strong moral pressure, but they won't be able to be motzi in Beis Din. So it says, Tshuva, the holy guy ain't Beis Din motzi in miyoga. Beis Din won't be motzi in miyoga. So it'll come out here that since we nowadays we take on, we're not done dinner marufia, and so in the case of the Rashba, which the Ramah brings down, it's not going to be motzi b'nayon, but that doesn't mean it's mutter. Ha'okum ba'malach anosin lemidaita, so he gave him willingly. Avra mistabra moichin b'yota, you can object, you can bring pressure, you can publicize the action. Beis Din will put up notices, they'll announce it in shul. This is brought down by the Sma as well. And he says, why? So why? What's the getter over here? So he says, Shani Hocha Damik Tsas the Matsudas Dogin. It's not completely the same, because the din in the Matsudas Adag would be, it is Moitzi B'dayonim. You can claim an injunction, but it's similar. Why is it similar? Because the case of the fish that Kamukirecha Gabe Dinu Hudaloy Ma'akiv. So the Gemara, actually, we only brought Rav Hula. There's Rav Hula b'Reid Rav Yishua who's Cholek, and the Halacha is actually like him. That we say in that kind of case where one person establishes a competing business in the same little shruna, we say the dinner, since they both live there, both part of the community, they're each entitled to make their livelihood in where they live. That's the basic thing. Then there's the issue about planning laws, which is a separate shaila. But every ato oseh b'social chav, ani oseh b'social. I'm entitled to, we will call it today, freedom of establishment. So the Gemara asked. Gemara wanted to bring a raya from the Gemara of Mitzudas Adad that you can stop. So the Gemara answered. I didn't explain it, so I'll explain it now. Shani dogim de yoed siore. The fish are different because they're CRA, and Rashi says that's the bait which is attracting them, which means that they're on autopilot. That it's kilu they're caught with human beings who are customers. Rashi says this over there. So human beings have bechira, we know, right? So they can choose which shop to go to, but the fish are on autopilot and they can't choose. They can't choose, and therefore the Gemara says you can't bring a raya from the case of the fish to the case of the shops. Because in the shops, people can choose which shop to go to. But in the case of the fish, they can't choose which place to go to, because they're on autopilot. They don't have intelligence. They swim towards the bait, and that's it. So now, the question is, but there are cases where, with human beings too, there's bait. Right? And this is what the Rashba, this is what the Rashba says. He says, why is it Dami Ktat and Metzudas Hadag? So the Gemara will says Moedim and Metzudas Hadag, even if we'll say that it's mutter to establish a competing business, Ata Oseh B'Soy Shecha Ani Oseh B'Soy Shali, and we'll see what the customers do. It's up to them. They have Bechira, but Dogim are different, because Shani Dogim the Yarsirva Hocha Nami Kivin the Rogel who Lasos Malachto Ali Dezeh. This is his constant supplier. Kol Shehu Tzarech LaMalacha Zu Hare Hu Kiyoyim Dai Telzeh. It's not just that he supply that he supplies him, but he says that he's therefore got a settled expectation that he'll get all the business, because this person never goes to anybody else. Ki ilu boli yodo. Now it's like the fish. It's as if it comes, as if it's coming to his hand. Korahu lenotu memenu schare. It's close to Gezel. This is how Rashi explained it. Apulpi she'ena notu mamash. Even though he's not taking it, he's not actually taking it, but it's close to taking it. So if you look just at the bottom, another five lines down, v'haholech, this is how the Rashba finishes off, v'haholech u'mafateh sa'akum. What does it mean, holech u'mafateh? It means he goes and he persuades him to change his supply. That's the yesod of the issa, and that's why it's damik tzas to mitzvah sadogim. It's not just that we just leave it to the customer to decide. We open the shop and we leave it to the customer to decide. That's fine. That's perfectly mutter. Of course you can establish a competing business. Dan Elantroy told me many, many times, they come to Basin, somebody's opened a restaurant next door to me, and it's not fair, it's going to destroy my livelihood. And we Paskin, that's perfectly okay. And Dan Elantroy says, I'll tell you something, he told me this, I said, I've been in the Basin for how many ever years? He said, most of the time, almost every time, you know who goes out of business? It's not the one who was there before, it's the second one. The one who was there before, usually they have loyal customers, maybe they have to trim their business, put their prices down a little bit. They've got loyal customers and people are a bit upset that you're... And he says most of the time it's the new one that goes out of business, not the old one. But it's the Holech u'mafateh that's awesome. What do we mean by Holech u'mafateh? So for that we need this pizche tshuva. In other words, to open a competing business. And to advertise publicly that you're opening your competing business and put it in all the local community advertisers and Amhadiyah and everything else, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Holech u'mafateh means you go to this person, right? And you say to them, I understand that your accountant is Cohen. Yes? You know, we're now starting a very fast track and inexpensive service for doing audits. And how much should you pay for your audit? Oh, no. £2,000 a year. Yeah, well, we're doing it for £750, inclusive of VAT, right? And you know, we know there's many companies, many businesses, and they, let's say the syndicates for property, you know, many deals. So you just start a new company for one big deal or one big property, whatever it is. It's not complicated to audit that. But if your accountants are charging you £2,000 to audit that. Right, that's not really justified by the amount of work. So we're going to offer you on a per company basis, whatever it is, and we're going to make it cheaper. So what have you done now? So you've gone to him, and you've undermined his settled client relationship with his accountant, and you've offered to do it cheaper. Right? If you put your advert in, you're advertising a new service, your inexpensive auditing accounting service, whatever it is, nothing wrong with it. But once you start to go to him directly, and you're trying to be moshe him away, and you're finding out what does he charge, what does he pay, and yes, and I'll do it cheaper. Right? This is the case of the Rashba, and that's what's offered. And this Pizche Tshuva that's brought down, I think, from the Chasam Sofer, he brings a similar type of case called an Aronda. An Aronda is a liquor concession, right? We know many Yidden had these. There were many businesses and professions that were close to Yidden, so many of them, they used to have concessions from the local poets, the local song. So he brings a case in Hendon, somebody has a liquor concession, and somebody else has a liquor concession in Barnet. And maybe it's better quality, maybe it's a bit cheaper, and people from Hendon start to go and buy in Barnet. Right? So the person who has the concession in Hendon objects, and he goes to the holder of the concession in Barnet, to Yidden, and he says to him, how are you talking? You're not allowed to supply people from Hendon. That's my concession. So the person from Barnet says, look, excuse me, I did nothing. These people are coming to me quietly, still a hate, for whatever reason, I don't know what the reason is, and this is Emes. He did nothing at all. People come to him. Is that okay or not? So the Pesach Tshuva says, yes, it's okay. Because he didn't do anything at all to be Moshe. He wasn't Holech or Mephate, right? That's the case of the two shops, only competing shops. Right? Sorry?
What's the other problem?
It's all right, whatever. Not going to that this morning. So there are other cheshbonos there. That's not straight competition law. There are other cheshbonos there about protecting the standard of shchita and things like that. So the Pesach Tshuva says that is okay. That's perfectly all right because he didn't do anything. But if he's mechalek klois ve'gozim, he offers freebies and he kamoshek people and he's doing things which the other person, which are not normal things, which are, let's say he offers for a few months, he's going to offer some things at predatory, what they call predatory pricing, right? Just to get his people into the shop, he's starting to destroy the market and he's offering incredibly cheap. Just because he wants to destroy his competitor, get everybody in, and then he'll put the prices up. This was a classic competitive ploy. It's now, it's now awesome. But normal standard activities, simply providing a service and advertising your service, and people decide on their own, that's all right. So how do we apply these dinim today? It's not easy, but one has to know these are proper isurim and sheshtakezach nikra rosha. So there are many areas where it's understood that every year, for instance, insurance, right? People renegotiate now, so you have to look at the minigs. It's the universal minigas. People renegotiate and people look. So there's nothing wrong with advertising that you think you can do it cheaper than people's existing insurance, and why wouldn't you come? And I think nowadays there's even nothing wrong with sending out mailing shots, because nowadays you know the computer does it and it sends it out to everybody it's relevant to, and I think everybody understands there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're doing a general mailing shot. But once you pick the phone up and you talk to an individual, okay, if you don't know, you don't know. But the issue is when you're doing it deliberately. But if you've got some kind of information, or you approach him and you try to get out the information and you try to pull him away from an existing relationship, that would be the issue. You have a problem, let's say, with teachers. You could have this is another problem. There's an extra element there of it's poaching, right? Poaching teachers. There's an extra element there where the argument is that kinyan sofrim tabi chochma, maybe it applies there as well. But you're going to have the same kind of problem in secular law. It's induching breach of contract, and that will be also of pihalocha as well, unless the person themselves contacts you, right? If they ring up and they tell you, you know, I'm thinking of looking for a new job. Have you got any vacancies? So then that's not holech ma'at anymore. That's what the Pesach Tshuva says. If it's holech ma'atzma, if he goes himself, then that's all right. Or if you understand that the teacher, the principal of the school, is letting this teacher go, and you've heard that through the grapevine. So again, there's nothing wrong with that. Rabbi Tom says that explicitly in the case of the tutors. He says if you've heard that the balabos doesn't want to keep his present tutor, so then it's perfectly okay to go. But one has to know what the gedorim are.
What's headhunting?
Sorry?
Headhunters.
Yeah, headhunters. So headhunters. Yeah, Rabbi Tam also mentions that. So headhunter is different, because you're not depriving somebody of their livelihood, because they're going to have a job. But on the other hand, you're going to damage somebody else's business. You're going to damage the employer. So so a lot of the same gedorim will apply. If it's bori azeker, it's like the case of the fish. An example of giving, let's say somebody's got this wonderful butcher they employ in their butcher's shop, and all the ladies love to come because he gives them exactly what they want, and he's nice to them, and he listens to what their needs are, and he remembers what they want, and he sends the right thing, right? And this butcher's shop has employed him for 20 years, and another butcher shop, right, and goes to him and says, I'll double your wages, you know, come and work for me, I'll make it worth your while. So that will be, again, it's a bori hazeker, but it has to be bori hazeker, right? This is always the problem with the basis.
From the butcher's point of view, he needs more money, he needs more income, and someone is willing to pay him more money, he's entitled to go and get a better job.
Yes, correct. There's nothing stopped. The butcher's quite right. But what you can't do is you can't go to the butcher and say to the butcher, come on, I'm going to do this, I'm going to get, because you're most of him, you're pulling away. The butcher can go around, butcher gazunza, hey, can ring up other firms and say, I'm working here at the moment, but I'm in interested in furthering my development and earning more money. Can you do better for me? That's okay. The ist of losachmod is, oh, I see this butcher's gavaldic, I can make more money, he's better for me, and I'm going to be mercifully take him away from his business. And that's what you call it.
Well, I don't know.